Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of MasterCard Incorporated, ticker symbol MA. If you're looking to understand whether this global payments giant is a solid addition to your portfolio, you've come to the right place. We're going to break down everything from their financials to their recent performance, valuation, and even intrinsic value. So grab a coffee, hit that like button, and let's get started with this in-depth look at MasterCard. All right, let's set the stage. MasterCard is a household name in the financial services space, and for good reason. As one of the world's leading payment technology companies, they've built a massive network that processes transactions across the globe. Whether you're swiping a card at a local store or making an online purchase halfway across the world, there's a good chance MasterCard is facilitating that payment. Today, we're going to analyze their business model, financial health, and future prospects to see if this stock deserves a spot in your long-term investment strategy. Stick around because we've got a lot of ground to cover. Let's kick things off with a quick company profile. Founded in 1966 and headquartered in Purchase, New York, MasterCard Incorporated is a titan in the payment processing industry. They provide transaction processing and payment-related services not just in the U.S., but globally, under well-known brands like MasterCard, Maestro, and Cirrus. With over 35,300 employees worldwide, they're a major player in the financial services sector, specifically in the credit services industry. Their CEO, Michael Miebach, has been steering the ship with a focus on innovation and expanding digital payment solutions. Their business model is built on a network that connects consumers, merchants, financial institutions, and governments, generating revenue primarily through transaction fees and value-added services. Now that we've got the basics down, let's dive into the numbers. Next up, let's talk revenue. MasterCard has shown impressive top-line growth over the years. For fiscal year 2025, they reported a staggering $32.79 billion in revenue, up from $28.7 billion in 2024. Which represents a growth of about 16.4%. Looking at their revenue segmentation for 2024, the latest detailed breakdown we have, MasterCard generated $17.34 billion from their core payment network segment and another $10.83 billion from value-added services and solutions. This diversification is key, as it shows they're not just reliant on transaction fees, but are also capitalizing on additional services like data analytics and fraud prevention tools. Geographically, their revenue is split between the Americas, particularly North America, at $12.38 billion, and international markets at $15.79 billion. This global footprint is a huge strength as it mitigates risks tied to any single region's economic downturn. Honestly, these numbers reflect a company that's firing on all cylinders, but let's see if this growth is sustainable. Now let's move on to their earnings performance. MasterCard's Q4 2025 results were a standout, as reported on January 29, 2026. They beat expectations, which sent their stock price climbing and had analysts buzzing with optimism. For the full year 2025, their net income hit $14.97 billion, a significant jump from $12.87 billion in 2024. Earnings per share, EPS, for 2025 came in at $16.55, up from $13.92 the prior year, showcasing strong profitability. Key takeaways? Their value-added services are accelerating, and consumer spending trends remain robust, defying fears of a slowdown. This kind of earnings quality is why many analysts, as noted in recent Seeking Alpha and Benzinga reports, are maintaining a buy rating on MA. But let's dig deeper into what management had to say. I had the chance to review the Q4 2025 earnings call transcript, and there are some fascinating insights from CEO Michael Miebach and the team. They emphasized MasterCard's focus on agentic commerce and stablecoins as emerging payment rails, which signals their intent to stay ahead of the curve in digital payments. Miebach also highlighted the continued growth in card spending, which aligns with the upbeat message about consumer spending resilience reported by MarketWatch. Management seems confident in their ability to navigate regulatory challenges and invest in innovation, which is reassuring for long-term investors. They're not just resting on their laurels. they're actively shaping the future of payments. Let's take a closer look at MasterCard's financial statements to get a sense of their overall health. Starting with their income statement, gross profit for 2025 was $27.36 billion, with an operating income of $19.40 billion, reflecting a healthy gross profit margin of 83.4% and a net profit margin of 45.6%. These margins are exceptional and show how efficiently they convert revenue into profit. Moving to the balance sheet, as of the end of 2025, MasterCard had $10.57 billion in cash equivalents, total assets of $54.6 billion, and total liabilities of $46.41 billion. Their debt-to-equity ratio stands at 2.45, which is a bit high, indicating some leverage, but their return on equity, RO, of 98.2% is absolutely staggering. It shows they're generating massive returns on shareholder capital. Finally, looking at cash flow, their free cash flow for 2025 was $17.16 billion, up from $14.31 billion in 2024. This strong cash flow supports their ability to fund innovation, pay dividends, currently yielding 0.59%, and buy back stock. Overall, these financials paint a picture of a company with robust profitability and operational efficiency, though that debt level is something to keep an eye on. Now, let's tackle valuation. At the time of this analysis, MasterCard's stock price is $555.37 with a market cap of nearly $496 billion. Their trailing PE ratio is 32.29, which is on the higher side compared to the industry average of 18.59 for financial credit services. Their price-to-sales ratio is 14.68, also quite elevated. Looking at forward PE ratios, for 2026, the average forward PE is 28.27, dropping to 24.39 by 2027, suggesting the market expects continued growth, but at a more normalized valuation over time. With an enterprise value of $489.81 billion and a free cash flow yield of 3.5%, there's a case to be made that MasterCard is priced at a premium. However, as Seeking Alpha pointed out in their recent article, this premium might be justified given their network scale, data flywheel, and mid-teens EPS growth potential. Still, for value investors, this might feel a bit rich. Let's see what the intrinsic value analysis tells us later. All right, it's time for the SWOT analysis to break down MasterCard's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, MasterCard's financial performance is a powerhouse. Strong Q4 results, consistent revenue growth, and a recurring revenue model are hard to beat. Their global network and brand recognition are massive competitive advantages, creating a moat that's tough for rivals to cross. On the weaknesses side, their high valuation multiples could deter some investors, and their debt-to-equity ratio of 2.45 suggests some financial leverage risk. Moving to opportunities, the shift to digital payments and innovations like stablecoins and agentic commerce position MasterCard to capture future growth. Emerging markets also offer untapped potential for expanding their user base. However, threats loom large. Regulatory risks, such as the Credit Card Competition Act, CCCA, could impact revenue, though Seeking Alpha estimates only 6-9% of net revenue is directly exposed. Plus, cybersecurity threats and competition from fintech disruptors like PayPal and Square are ever present. Overall, MasterCard's strengths and opportunities seem to outweigh the risks, but caution is warranted. Let's take a look at MasterCard's recent stock performance. Over the past week, MA is up 3.56%, which is a nice short-term pop, but it's down 2.2% over the past month and 2.35% over the past year. Over a longer horizon, though, the stock has been a stellar performer, up 65.47% over the past 5 years. Compared to the broader financial services sector, which is up 16.85% over the past year, MasterCard has underperformed recently, likely due to valuation concerns and market rotation. Looking at the chart, there's some consolidation happening around the $550 level. For short-term traders, a break above this could signal a move toward 507s, but if it dips below $540, we might see further downside. For long-term investors, these short-term moves are less relevant. Focus on the fundamentals we've discussed. Now let's dive into the intrinsic value analysis. I've run the numbers using a discounted cash flow, DCF, model to estimate what MasterCard is truly worth based on its future cash flows. I've taken their historical free cash flow growth, which has been strong at around 15 to 20% annually, and projected it forward with a more conservative growth rate of 12% for the next 5 years, tapering to a terminal growth rate of 3%. I've also used a discount rate of 8%, reflecting their beta of 0.82 and the current risk-free rate environment. I've factored in their robust ROIs of 48.6%, which supports the sustainability of their growth. After crunching the numbers, my DCF model suggests an intrinsic value for MasterCard of approximately $620 per share. Compared to the current price of $555.37, this indicates the stock might be undervalued by about 10 to 12%, offering a potential margin of safety for long-term investors. Of course, this is just one model, and assumptions like growth rates and discount rates can vary, but it aligns with the narrative that MasterCard's premium valuation might still have room to run, given their earnings quality and growth trajectory. So, what's the final verdict on MasterCard? Wrapping it all up, I think MA is a high-quality business with strong fundamentals, a global moat, and exciting growth prospects in digital payments. Their financials are rock solid, with impressive margins and cash flow generation, though the high debt-to-equity ratio and lofty valuation multiples are worth monitoring. Regulatory risks and competition are real threats, but management's focus on innovation and emerging payment rails gives me confidence in their adaptability. Based on my intrinsic value analysis, there's potential upside at the current price, making it a buy for long-term investors, though I'd wait for a pullback if you're valuation sensitive. What do you think? Are you bullish on MasterCard, or do you see red flags I've missed? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to subscribe for more deep dive analyses like this one. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.